The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I would be a different kind of president. I wouldn't be looking for more power. Everybody wants to be a powerful executive and run things. I, as a president, wouldn't want to run the world. I don't want to police individual activities and their lifestyle. And I don't want to run the economy. So that's like an entirely different philosophy, but it's very, very much in our tradition and in the tradition of our Constitution.
That's Ron Paul from last night's Fox News debate, the last one before the Republican primary caucuses kick into gear. In Iowa. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa, and it will be heavenly if Ron Paul should win it. Last night's debate, another fascinating adventure into militarism of the Republican Party. We'll get into that, and Ron Paul seems to be really, other than Huntsman, the only man talking sense and peace. Is that appeasement? Is that weak, or is it actually strong? And I think the strong man eschews violence. You know, if you know the martial arts, you have the ability to use it, but if you have to end up using it, resorting to use it, you've failed. That's an important point here. I think Ron Paul's kung fu is getting stronger. Don, Super Don, what do you think?
Yes, young grasshopper. it was a good debate. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't think it was Ron Paul's best performance, but last night, he really got into the foreign policy issue.
Yes.
And that, it's been interesting seeing the reaction in the media, you know, a lot of the bloggers and the journalists in their assessment of what happened last night. And for the most part, a lot of people are giving Ron Paul kind of bad marks for last night. And the reason why they're doing that is they're saying that he kind of went off the rails on foreign policy. And when you put things in perspective, you put it in the right context, and this is actually something I was thinking about last night, because it's really easy to watch these debates and see the candidates up there giving, you know, debating and giving their viewpoints, and it's really easy to look at it as they're running for president right now, when in reality, they're not running for president right now. What they're running for is the GOP nomination. And so when you look at it that way, if you're going to critique Ron Paul on what he's saying and critique him based on him trying to win the nomination, that is the reason why the foreign policy issue is something that seems to be not helping him. And the reason why I say that is that, unfortunately, if you listen to the rest of the candidates up there, and we were talking about this off the air before the show this morning, they all went war.
Yeah.
And you know, the overall mind think of the GOP and Republicans in general, you know, your cookie cutter Republicans out there, is that we have to go to war to fight terrorism. We have to defeat the terrorists on their own ground, and we have to have preemptive war in order to defeat the war and win the war on terror. And Ron Paul, his message is completely 180 degrees from that mentality.
Well, that is.
And so,
Ron,
if he's trying to win the GOP nomination, and if he's trying to win over Republicans that have been programmed because they've been listening to the Rush Limbaughs and the Mark Levins and the Sean Hannitys and the Fox News, you know, they've been programmed into believing that that is what we're supposed to do, that the war on terror, because of what happened on 9/11, that it is our job now to go and hunt terrorism around the world, declare war on a tactic.
Even if it means destroying our country economically from within.
Absolutely. And, you know, Ron Paul is always bringing up how we can't afford to do this. And he's right.
But they don't get it. The most of the Republicans still don't get it. When he says we're bankrupt, they go, what do you mean we're bankrupt? We can still borrow money from China. Oh, yeah, that's strengthening America.
No, you're right. And I think where the problem is that even if we're bankrupt, there's this overpowering belief and desire by Republicans and by the war hawks out there, the warmongers,
the chicken hawks,
that it doesn't matter if we're broke, that we have this, that there's this sense of urgency.
Don, see, this is the point that this show has covered more than anybody in a way that no one else has covered, in taking it back to biology and immunology, that we can't survive having an offense, in other words, an immune system on offense permanently, because it leads to hyperimmunity, autoimmunity, and then immune collapse. And this is the thing, that the delusion that the Republicans, and certainly some on the Democratic side, are quite guilty of this, the so-called war on terror chicken hawks, that they don't get. They don't get that you can't have perpetual war and survive. It doesn't exist. It's never existed. And the empire is in a state of collapse. Listen, I realize we have an audience that is global now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Used to be more domestic. But we have people listening from all over the world. And sometimes it takes going out of our country to look back at it and go, oh my gosh, what are you people doing? Just like when I've interviewed people from Eastern Europe, the fact that they've been through communism and socialism and the loss of abject, total loss of freedom, and they see what's happening here with the rise of tyranny. And yes, the Republican Party is a microcosm of that right now, with the exception of the Ron Paul wing of that party. Now, having seen in the last 4 years, by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you didn't know what we were doing here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're getting carried away here.
We hit the ground running. It is Healing Revolution Friday. And, of course, we've got Dr. Frank King coming up, and we are going to talk some really cool stuff heading into the holidays, including how to deal with the burnout that you might feel through the holidays, holiday depression. But I wanted to let you know I'm going to debut here the family wellness kit that I had worked with Dr. King to develop for the vaccine seminar that is still just so close. It's so close to being released. You're going to hear about that. So that's cool. Also, Michael Badnarik, good to be king. He was the 2004 Libertarian presidential nominee to run. And basically, we're going to get some insight from him on what's going on this political season and do some more political healing with him. But the microcosm of the Republican Party, and to some extent some of the Democrats as well, is that we basically can do whatever we want without consequence. These are people running around not as adults but immature little children. And I don't hesitate to say this. I'm disgusted by those people applauding the warmongering of Michelle Bachmann. And we've got some audio clips in that. It's like a bloodlust for these people, and they just don't get it, Don. But in the 4 years since Ron Paul ran in 2007-08, a lot of people have woken up. I see evidence of it all the time that I really didn't get it. I thought his foreign policy was nutty, kooky, and dangerous, but now I see. And, of course, more military personnel, active and retired, support Ron Paul than all the other Republican candidates combined. That needs to be strengthened. That message needs to get out here. And it is the anniversary of the Tea Party. I am going to contribute today. I'm saying that right up front.
Yes, it is. It is the day. This is the day. When was it that was it 4 years ago? Was it a year ago?
Four years ago.
And on this day, Ron Paul broke a record, and he raised $6 million in one day. And so today we have the money bomb going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say up on the website they're $4 million to win. And I don't think we're going to have any problem reaching that goal.
We're going to do it. And I'm happy to be part of that. We talk about some people think it's unrealistic that Ron Paul would be president. I understand all of those statements. Much of those are programmed into us by the old media that does not want us to think outside their little matrixy box. But exactly. we do not. We obliterate that box here, as Ron Paul would obliterate a few departments in the executive branch, which is okay. We got some more debate audio from last night, and I think it's worthwhile. I know a lot of people don't spend the time to do what we're doing here, but give you perspective on what's happening out there politically, because it does impact all of our lives, especially in the realm of health freedom. But we'll get to that in a little while. What is this one coming up, Don?
Well, what we did is, you know, the first half of the debate, Ron Paul was doing all of his good stuff about, you know, the government and monetary policy. We've heard of all of that. And so rather than replaying that, about halfway through the debate is when they got into foreign policy. And I think this is really important. This is where things got really interesting. So this first clip is where I believe they're talking about Iran.
Many Middle East experts now say Iran may be less than 1 year away from getting a nuclear weapon. Now, judging from your past statements, even if you had solid intelligence that Iran, in fact, was going to get a nuclear weapon, President Paul would remove the U.S. sanctions on Iran, included those added by the Obama administration. So, to be clear, GOP nominee Paul would be running left of President Obama on the issue of Iran.
But I'd be running with the American people because it would be a much better policy. But for you to say that there's some scientific evidence and some people arguing that maybe in a year they might have a weapon, there's a lot more saying they don't have it. There's no UN evidence of that happening.
Do you know what I noticed there, Don? Four years ago, when they kind of pinned him as someone who was soft on terror or whatever, that was you'll take your marching orders from Al-Qaeda. Remember, there was all that laughter from some of the candidates in the audience. This time, there was no laughter. That was telling to me that they're like, well, we're thinking about this. We got to hear this answer.
That's true. What made me chuckle, I had some laughter when I heard him asking that question, because I mean, how much of a black eye can you try and put on somebody by saying that they're going to be running left of Obama?
Yeah.
What? Wait, hold on a second here. You mean there's a Republican trying to get the GOP nomination and he's running left of Obama? Oh, my gosh.
Well, by the way,
left of Obama. That's crazy.
You know, the icon of the modern Republican Party, Ronald Reagan, had said very, very often that, you know, you really want to avoid war at all costs. Utilize diplomacy. Diplomacy. And so is it only a leftist thing to try to avoid war and also to recognize that
whether it's left or it's right, you know, and when I say right, I mean the direction right.
Yeah.
But really, you know, if it's the actual right, as in correct, that's really what matters. It doesn't matter whether it's a liberal policy or a conservative policy. If it's right for the country, it's right.
And one
we've spent too much time having this divide, this split people into, well, if you think this, that means you're liberal. Mm-hmm. If you think this, that means you're conservative. You know what? Maybe if I think a little bit of both, that is what this country needs.
Yeah. One of the things that I think the Republicans have no memory of, and maybe the Democrats do, but they seem to have forgotten it when Obama became president, is that the whole buildup to the Iraq war was based on false information. It was drummed up prior to even 9/11. And he's saying the same thing in regards to Iran. They're doing it again. And Michelle Bachmann has bought it hook, line, and sinker, and many of the neocon Republicans have as well. What's this next clip?
This is continuing on with Iran. What happened was Brett Baer was asking the question, and he kept trying to kind of get Ron Paul to admit that he was running left of Obama and that his policy with Iran is even more radical than what Obama's doing.
You know what I really fear about what's happening here? It's another Iraq coming. There's war propaganda going on. And And we're arguing, to me, the greatest danger is that we will have a president that will overreact, that we will soon bomb Iran. And the sentiment is very mixed. It's very mixed even in Israel. Head of the security for Israel, who just recently retired, said that it wouldn't make any sense to do this, to take them out because they might be having a weapon. So I would say that the greatest danger is overreacting. There is no evidence that they have it. It would make more sense if we lived through the Cold War, which we did, with 30,000 missiles pointed at us. We ought to really sit back and think and not jump the gun and believe that we are going to be attacked. That's how we got into that useless war in Iraq and lost so much in Iraq.
Congressman Paul,
they're really trying to nail him. But look, he won't budge on this issue, as well he shouldn't. And having lived through, as he said, the Cold War, he actually served in the military and saw how things were done differently. This guy has an adult perspective that I think is lacking in most of these Republican candidates, and quite honestly, on the Democratic side.
You know, and I agree. You know, how can you not agree with the guy unless you are just hell bent on the notion, the concept, the strategy of just throw bombs on anybody who pokes their head out of a cave and says death to America?
Yeah.
What is wrong with having some caution? What's wrong with taking a step back, looking at the situation and looking for alternatives to war? And this is what he's saying. He's saying we need to take a step back, not overreact, look at the situation and see if maybe there might be a different way of handling this without sending our kids off to war to die for what?
Exactly. And, this is the Christmas season, is it not? I mean, where's the concept of the Prince of Peace, the peaceful season, Christmas? And they throw all of that out and forget it, and then they'll placate others in another way.
Robert, there's a common saying that a lot of the Republicans like, which is peace through strength.
Yeah.
But really,
who's going to strengthen us?
What is the definition of strength in this equation?
Well, we need to get to that, but we also
preemptive war.
We also, in order to strengthen ourselves, we need to take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk more about the political healing that needs to occur on the special healing revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Dr. Frank King coming up. We've got Michael Badnarik coming up. 866-939-BELL is the number if you'd like to call in at any time, as well as robertscottbell.com and naturalnewsradio.com. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I think this wild goal to have another war in the name of defense is the dangerous thing. The danger is really us overreacting. And we need a strong national defense, and we need to only go to war with a declaration of war and just carelessly flouting it and starting these wars so often.
Speaker Gingrich, it's Congressman Paul.
Can I respond to that? Can I respond?
This is the beginning of the contentious point between Michelle Bachmann, who we give her credit for bringing up the Gardasil issue all that time ago with Rick Perry, but on this she's like wild-eyed bloodlust on this, and you heard Ron Paul talking about a strong defense, and these people only think a strong defense is attacking your enemies before they might attack you, never mind the reason that they're enemies. We can't account for that. We can't acknowledge that. And this is the big issue within the Republican Party right now, because a lot of people are open to Ron Paul like never before, but they're nervous. They're not sure. They're not fully understanding this issue, Don.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a big difference between having a strong military and a strong defense. You know, it all comes down to definition.
Yeah.
You know, having strength, and it's like I was saying in the previous segment, you know, peace through strength. You have to understand what strength is. Strength is not going down the street and punching somebody in the eye.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's something called diplomacy, and Ron Paul is a big supporter of diplomacy, and it's something that needs to be used before we go out and attack somebody.
And if you're bigger and badder than somebody you punch in the eye on the street, what are they going to do? Eventually they're going to figure out, well, I'll just do a sneak attack. I'll do something really dirty to them because I can't confront them head on. I'm not strong enough. But
and you don't start with the punching in the eye.
Yeah, well, exactly. You instigated the thing, and you know, if moms and dads will tell their children this right and left, but why won't we get it as a nation? Let's hear from Michelle Bachmann.
And the problem would be the greatest underreaction in world history if we have an avowed madman who uses that nuclear weapon to wipe nations off the face of the earth. And we have an IAEA report that just recently came out that said literally Iran is within just months of being able to obtain that weapon. Okay. Nothing could be more dangerous than the comments that we just heard.
See, this is the war propaganda, just like the buildup to Iraq. IAEA report, whatever, EIEIO. This is nonsense. This is garbage.
Didn't we learn from that? Obviously.
No, Michelle Bachmann didn't. The bloodlust is there. And I wanted to say this again, the underreaction. She says it would be the biggest underreaction, but there is nothing to react to. You think Iran is going to, even if they have a bomb, which they don't, is going to strike Israel with one when Israel's got 300? Who's going to wipe who off the face of the earth? It's mutually assured destruction. Say what you want about Ahmadinejad as a madman. The people of Iran are not going to put up with them going to war with Israel. They will be toast.
No, and you know, something I haven't heard anybody say, and maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about, but what would be wrong with us just getting the hell out of the way of Israel making the decision
that
for themselves
is it.
And
yes.
Let them do what they want
to
do with
that's
Iran.
What I wanted Ron to say last night. I said, yeah. Listen, Michelle, you're so concerned about this. Let's let Israel defend itself right now.
Exactly.
We're telling them what they can and can't do in their peace process. And then Newt Gingrich comes in. Well, they're shooting, you know, Al-Qaeda, whoever's shooting, firing missiles into Israel. Right. But who's stopping them from responding? The right. U.S.
Exactly. The step-parent. So,
let them be.
Now, in this last clip here, this is where things really got interesting as Ron Paul and Bachmann were going back and forth.
There is no UN report that said that. It's totally wrong on what you just said. That is not true. They produced information that led you to believe that, but they have no evidence. There's been no enrichment
of
these bombs.
And if we agree with that, the United States people could be at risk of our national security.
She took my time, so I'd like to finish. If she thinks we live in a dangerous world, she ought to think back when I was drafted in 1962 with the nuclear missiles in Cuba, and Kennedy calls Khrushchev and talks to him and talks him out of this, and we don't have a nuclear exchange. And you're trying to dramatize this, that we have to go and treat Iran like we've treated Iraq and kill a million Iraqis and 8,000 some Americans have died since we've gone to war. You cannot solve these problems with war. You can solve the problems if we follow our Constitution, go to war, only when we declare the war, go in and win them and get them over with, instead of this endless fighting and this endless attitude that we have enemy all around the world.
Wow. Blessed are the peacemakers. I'm telling you, this is an amazing exchange. Will the Republicans in the primary, in caucuses as such, wake up and see this? Will this gain more voters for Ron Paul? Will it detract? Some will say it's not going to change anything. I have a sense, Don, honestly, I know we got a minute before we got a break here and go to some Healing Revolution with Dr. King, but I have a sense that, you know, there's some amazing things happening behind the scenes. Call me the eternal optimist. Maybe I'm a fool, but I think that more Americans, even on the Republican side, outside of the mainstream neoconservative establishment, are not into sending their kids into more foreign adventurism wars as such. And Iran does not pose a mortal threat to the United States. They have no way to deliver something. Of course, if you're saying the U.S. is Israel, Israel can defend itself.
Yeah. Well, and I think what it's going to come down to is that if we're going to rely on the old guard as to be the ones who are going to elect him, maybe he won't get the nomination, but I think we've got a younger generation that I think may be coming in here that might be a little more open to some sensibilities.
All right. Well, it's time to stand up for liberty, stand up for freedom, stand up for peace here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're going to do some peaceful healing with Dr. Frank King, talking about the holidays, what we need to do to get through them healthily, happily, and safely after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
It's Friday and it's December. We're going to combine that today as Dr. Frank King is about to join us with some more Healing Revolution. As much as the holidays are times to kick back and relax, I realize that a lot of people don't. They get stressed out. The family comes to visit. And a lot of times you'll see incidences of flu. We'll see depression. We'll see all kinds of things happening. And I think we need some healing revolution to get us through the holidays, Dr. King.
Healing is required at all stages of life, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, my. And, you know, isn't it funny, though, how we always look forward to the holidays, and more often than not, we end up working sometimes harder than that, hosting or doing these parties and such, and people get stressed out. They make movies about the holidays, and I'd like to see that everybody's shiny and happy, but we recognize we've got to provide some healing remedies for these times as well.
Yes, we commonly try not to miss Chevy Chase in one of the vacation movies.
It's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, and we love that. We can just about quote those special lines through the movie.
What about Dr. King? Wasn't the one A Christmas Story? It was like the little kid with the glasses and the BB gun.
Oh, fudge. Yeah, where the dad was down there working on the furnace and turned cussing into a form of poetry.
That's still a classic. And I've been hearing also, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch." They're playing that on the radio. It's actually a good song. I mean, the Grinch and everything, you know, not a happy guy, the Grinch, but it's a happy ending.
It is. We can have a happy ending, too, when it comes to our holidays. If you find yourself where you've been through your holidays and you feel like you need a vacation from the holidays, from the vacation, then, you know, we need to readjust. We need to restructure. We need to begin to think, reassess these holiday times when they're supposed to be a blessing.
Right.
And really, how do we, can we turn it into a blessing, you know? Mm-hmm. And that it can be, you know, we can make the holidays a very special time. And it is our attitude will always determine our altitude. And there's so many things we can do when it comes to stress. You mm-hmm. know, I remember my brother once said, yes, this is the holiday season where we return back to our families and reunite and realize why we left in the first place. But in the reality of this, you know, to make it a good thing. I call it my Martha Stewart Stress Reduction Program. How we can make stress a good thing.
I did not know you had a Martha Stewart stress reduction program, Dr. King. This is fascinating.
Yes. You know, it's not stress that bothers us, Robert.
Yeah.
Stress is a good thing. We want to make stress a good thing. It is designed to drive us to find solutions. If stress is a motivator that leads us to overcoming issues and resolving problems and making life better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what stress does. It tells us when to get our finger off the stove or it's going to burn. You know, it tells us things that are good. And that's what we need to listen to. Mm-hmm. Listen to our stress. Let it guide us and direct us to the better life.
Yes.
That's what it's doing. That's its purpose.
I'm sorry, Dr. King, I remember back to elementary school, we used to learn about this in health education. I don't know that we learned a whole lot of good stuff I didn't have to unlearn later. But I remember them talking about stress in terms of positive stress and negative stress. And stress is just part of life. And in fact, it is. I think the thing is the burnout of the stress that's nonstop and constant. And so many people haven't found the outlet. We were talking off the air about yoga and different energy things that can help us there as well to relieve it and release it. I tell you, I've been so grateful for the 911 burnout that you put out there because, you know, I've been working my little tushy off of this last year since we've launched doing, you know, 5 and now 6 days a week of the show. So I just want to say with muchos gratitude I can throw at you, the 911 burnout is one of my favorite new remedies.
What happens here, Robert, is stress motivates. It drives us. It makes us ascend and do great things in this world. It helps us not only learn how to help ourselves, but how to help others. And it's a motivating thing, and we keep it a good thing. It doesn't fry us.
Hmm.
But what happens is stress can become distress.
Mm-hmm.
And distress, dis meaning difficulty. And so distress is difficulty handling stress. It's how we process our stress and how we give time and balance to recovering from stress that keeps us in balance and keeps us healthy and keeps our immune system strong. And that's what these two products, the two 911 products, are all about. 911 is named not after 9/11.
No,
it's the phone. Emergency. It's his trademark that goes back 20 years. It's the phone emergency number, 911, 9-1-1. And so here, what we're dealing with, we are addressing stress that helps us process, you know, 911 stress control helps us process stress positively and make it a good thing. Now, there are times when we push ourselves, and we push ourselves, as you have experienced as well, and to the point where all of a sudden we become burned out. We fry ourselves. We overdo it. Yes. It happens even to those who try to really keep their life in balance. There are seasons when we really need to push and beyond, and we do fry. We do overload. We blow some circuits, blow some fuses. We find ourselves coming home and just wanting to stare at the wall or the ceiling. This is a time where you need the burnout. This is the other phase of stress where you're in the recovery phase. And this, the 911 burnout is for that stage. Mm-hmm. You're fatigued. You're burned out. You're wore out. And this is a time when you can take this product, and it's not a stimulant. You know, most people think, oh, I got to rely on stimulants. I need something to give me more energy. No, you need to rest and restore, you know, a fried nervous system. And that's what the 911 burnout does. You can take this during the day. It will give you more energy. But you can take this at night when you need to rest, and you will rest better. Mm-hmm. You will be able to sleep better. You will be able to wake more refreshed. Robert, I think you have a few experiences on that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I, like I said, the recent issues of these travel trips I've been doing and things like that, I've had to rely, of course, on the energy medicine. I still take my selenium. I still eat my sea vegetation. I still eat organically. But through all of the things that I have to cover 6 days a week on the air, I have to review news stories with my producer, Don, things that would really put you into distress, honestly, if you can't find an outlet, if you don't have a spiritual center, etc., that can throw you off your kilter, so to speak. Now, the energy medicines, the homeopathy, helped me to address that, as well as we've talked a lot about, you know, the sporting edge, right? The fact that I like to go do my boxing fitness, and that also provides a balance to kind of an outlet to these higher mental energies where you're having to really digest scientific papers and stories and get beyond them. And it would be really easy, because people ask me, Dr. King, say, how do you do it? I turned off the media, and I say, bless you. I wish I could do the same, but I'm here for a different reason. I'm here to, basically, for those that don't want to be plugged in the media, I'll review it for you, give your perspectives, and let you know what we can do about it.
Yes. You know, if we don't exercise those levels, we never really grow either. Hmm. We need to know how far we – just like we exercise, we create physical stress upon our body. And the sporting edge helps with the soreness and the lactic acid buildups from that exercise, which is good. We stress it, and then we rest it. Mm-hmm. And that gives us a stronger body.
Yes.
And when we push ourselves mentally and emotionally, we find ourselves needing that's a different type of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good balance. I always say, we need to look at exercising the whole person.
Hmm.
We need to exercise ourselves physically.
Yes.
We need to exercise ourselves mentally. We need to exercise ourselves emotionally, as well as spiritually.
Yeah, amen to that. Absolutely. It's such a profound thing to say. Oftentimes we get lost in a maze of just physicality and think it's all about physical, right? But there's so much more to us as humans that if we kind of are reductionist and we're all just a collection of cells, and we recognize the majesty of creation as well. It's beautiful. It's amazing. We couldn't think the things that happen on a moment-to-moment basis. But at the same time, we're so much more than just the physical shell we inhabit.
That's right. And, you know, as we've all seen, when you exercise physically, it helps you function better emotionally. You feel better emotionally. You feel better mentally. And the same is true when we exercise ourselves mentally and emotionally and spiritually. When we're really working on keeping the whole person in health, building the whole person, then it's going to help us physically too when we're doing the spiritual and the mental and emotional. Yes. But, you know, I see some people can just go down a spiritual route and they become so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good.
Yeah.
So we really need to rethink, okay, from a macrocosmic perspective, not a microcosmic, but, you know, where we're just thinking about the vitamins and the minerals and the micro side.
Yes.
But from a macro side, we need to reevaluate our lives. We all need to kind of take that checkpoint and say, okay, how am I really balancing myself out? I have a tendency, you know, like you may have, and you're really balancing that so well, is we're sitting at a desk, we're working, being responsible for about 100 employees here.
Wow.
And with that and all the things that come with this, you know, the desk work is, and the management and the research is, I really need to really discipline, and I have to work on this. When I go home, I give balance to my children
right.
and my wife, that I give balance to myself and physically, where I take time to go out and do my sprints. You know, I take time to work out on the heavy bag. You know,
yes.
I take time to do some lifting. It's not always balanced. I have to confess that.
Yes.
It's not balanced. But by checking and making these checks, I always work to help bring that to balance. And it is a conscious thing that I encourage everybody to really work on. If you keep yourself balanced in all these areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and you can put appropriate amount of time into all three, you're going to be a healthier, more balanced person.
Yeah, and if we talk about getting through the holidays, I think when come January, when we get together for some healing revolution, we'll obviously have to acknowledge those so-called resolutions that people give up on all too quickly, whether it be weight loss, detox, as such. But this information that you're putting out there, and to some degree it's so basic, but in so many ways we can know it and not do it, just like you said. I mean, it's just stunning to consider, you know, going back all those years, Dr. King, now this, what you're doing is growing so much, 100-plus people involved in it, and it's exciting to see the growth of energy medicine. It's a very positive and powerful emphasis positive here, because some of the stories that I have to cover are not so positive. And I see this and I say, hey, there's hope on a lot of levels. People are opening up to this level of healing, and it will be possible to restore liberty because we'll have healthier people to do it. Now, I'm not, you know, what did you say? Head in the heavens, right? That I'm not grounded, right? Finding that balance.
Yes, you can have your head in the heavenlies, but your feet are not on the earth. You can be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. We're going to take a quick break here, but I want to acknowledge that that was one of the things I had to learn early on, because I wanted to go off into a cave in somewhere and just contemplate on my navel. And I thought, oh, that's spiritual. And it turns out, getting back down into the valley with what you know to help people, that's the spiritual stuff. So we're going to do some more healing of a revolutionary nature, as we've done all year, every week on Friday. The Healing Revolution continues with Dr. Frank King right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those those watching their weight. Organic Immune Support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing on with this holiday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show special Healing Revolution segments with Dr. Frank King from King Bio. You can reach them at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, as well as kingbio.com. Of course, it's in the show notes. And if you're not already getting your show note updates through naturalnewsradio.com, just go ahead and put your emails in there and they'll be sent out on show days anyway. Great stuff there. Dr. King, we talk about the 911 concept. Of course, it's the calling for emergency help, burnout, etc. How do we take this to best get the benefits that we're needing, knowing what we're all going through?
Well, I think we all at first realized we need it. If we're not walking out this perfect balance of life, and I'd like to see a show of hands when I speak out there, how many people feel they're walking in the perfect balance of life physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and maintain that pretty regular? You know, obviously you get very few hands showing up there that are doing this.
Yeah.
Because it isn't that easy. It sounds simple. It sounds basic. But we find ourselves having challenged in these areas somewhere. And
right.
So what we find is one of the best ways to really help keep this balance, which is key to our longevity and a healthy and fulfilling life overall, is we use regularly in our household the 911 stress control that helps keep us processing that stress positively on a regular basis so that stress does not become distress. It's very difficult for stress to become distress for us. But as we do overdo at times, we find ourselves pushing. We find ourselves going with less sleep than we should have.
Yeah.
We find ourselves in seasons where we're really having to stretch ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually even. And we're going full force, and we find ourselves all of a sudden kind of crashing and getting tired, getting fatigued. Then we bring in the burnout, and we use the burnout. Or we even proactively use it, where we find ourselves, I know I'm pushing myself, so I'll take it, and I'll find, wow, I sleep better, I sleep longer, I can sleep more soundly when I take this. And I find myself restoring and without having to fully fry myself to begin the process. So you can use it proactively when you know you're pushing yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do when I'm pushing myself at trade shows and deadlines. You know, I'll take the burnout and use it proactively.
Right.
And the best way to experience burnout is to prevent it. So you can still push yourself at times, but it helps you recover and keep on track. That keeps the balance.
That's beautiful. Well, again, these are the tools we want to do on the Healing Revolution, which we've been doing all year. And as we're wrapping up the holiday season here, I want to do a brief preview. I know we don't have a ton of time to go through this, but Dr. King, you and I have been talking about this, that I've been putting together a vaccination seminar online. It's just about to go live through naturalnews.tv and webseed.com. Mike Adams is helping us put that out. And we talked about helping parents. I mean, we're both parents as well as homeopaths, etc. But the fear, once people wake up to the dangers of vaccinations, the fact that vaccines don't do what they're claimed to have, you know, do in helping us, that a lot of parents, and I'd say maybe millions, are waking up to this reality. We wanted to put together a kit of five remedies that would help people to be calm through those childhood years that they're raising their kids, that they'll have tools they can reach for so they're not in a state of panic. And that was very important for me to bring this out, not only acknowledge the problems, but also provide some options. So we can go through these five briefly, if you don't mind.
Sure. I'd be honored to help in how we can best use these products to maximize our health.
All right, this is a special sneak preview because this is only going to be revealed through the seminar upcoming, but we're going to do it because you're listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm going to start with one. It's called, by the way, the Family Wellness Kit, and one of the most important is the Vaccinoplex, and the reason it is, and we've talked about this over the course of time as well, Dr. King, but it's included in the five-remedy kit because many parents are waking up after the fact that they vaccinated their children, and they're like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with vaccinosis, adverse vaccine reactions, perhaps some of the toxins, the things that have been injected into their children? What can we do safely, even on a daily basis, to help them?
Yes, as you know, Robert, we do different types of like reflex analysis, and we test this product not only on children that have been vaccinated to help negate the side effects of vaccinations, whether that's immediate from point of needle entry, inflammation to in pain to, you know, more elusive things such as dealing with ADD and ADHD and immune issues and toxicity issues that can be very elusive. So what this product even is, we use more often for adults and parents and grandparents that have been vaccinated, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago.
Yes.
And so in these scenarios, we find ourselves that somebody that's had some health problems for most of their life, we go back, the vaccine formula tests positive for them. And so if you've had any kind of lifelong issues, whether you feel it's fogginess in your mind or, you know, that you feel that you might be ADD or ADHD. Or just plain fatigued or have chronic problems of some kind, this is a product. You seem to be susceptible to viruses. We see a lot of that now. What have we done? We've taken vaccinations for chickenpox and mumps and measles. These are viruses. And so we have shortcut the natural way we were designed to build our immunity to viruses by these natural childhood diseases.
Yes.
As we're called. And I call them natural childhood events that build our immunity.
Strengthening events, you're right.
Yes. And so we've shortcut those, and that's where we really need to be and why we see viruses now, that since we've seen many generations of this shortcut, and now all of a sudden we see these serious viruses now coming into our world, whether it's, you know, herpes or cytomegalovirus or AIDS. Or there's a long list.
Yeah, when we talk about
different viruses,
immune collapse in the case of AIDS, we talk about opportunistic everything when your immune system is broken down. And this is done by vaccines, by antibiotics, by additives, preservatives, pesticides, etc. So if we move through, and we've got four others that are included in this family wellness kit, and I'm glad you brought up the adult benefit as well. I didn't mean to overlook that, but I know that many parents first think of their kids. We talked about this at length as well, you and I, off the air here, about these chicken pox, eruptive diseases, these different things that now parents have been, you know, programmed, oh, now I got to get a shot for that. Instead, once they stop, they go, like, oh, my gosh, maybe I'm afraid. What if this should happen? And homeopathy has been successfully dealing with the chicken pox and other ailments like this of childhood for, you know, a couple hundred years now.
Yes. The chicken pox formula really is designed. Again, these can be used for both children and adults. It's great to make the chickenpox when your children are having that condition. And we see it now more so. It's starting to show up again with vaccinated children.
Yes.
As well as non-vaccinated. We have the health party, the chickenpox party, where, oh, we get together with other kids that haven't been vaccinated and somebody has chickenpox. Oh, okay, let's get our kids together. And they all get to kind of go through and have pajama parties and hugs and get to, you know, and they walk through this chicken pox thing together.
Yeah, who's that comedian that says, get her done?
Yeah. And make us a kind of a new, you know, it's an immune rite of passage.
Right.
You know, it's a And the formula really makes it a much more comfortable experience.
Now,
it negates the fevers, the itching.
You bring up the fever, and I'm sorry I got to run through this, and we'll get to do more of this. This was like the sneak preview. We're giving you some bonus time here, those of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King, The Healing Revolution. We're talking about the family wellness kit that I wanted to bring out with this vaccination seminar that's about to be released. There's also a children's fever reliever, because this is the point of that got me so frustrated when people were like, oh, fever, I got to run to the doctor and stop the fever. We don't want to stop a fever, but we can bring a high fever down to a relatively safe level, and we can boost a fever that needs boosting with homeopathy. And this fever reliever is a classic case of every family with children, you got to have this.
That's right. Any of these are very helpful products for the whole family. And the fever reliever for children as well as for adults is a great way to nip a lot of this fevers in the bud and make it comfortable. We're not suppressing the fever. We're just allowing the body to more efficiently manage the fever, so it's less, you know, we don't have the discomforts and we get over it quickly.
Sure.
And it gets its job done quickly as far as cleaning out the body. That's what a fever is doing.
Yep.
It's burning out a lot of the gunk, the microbes that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. It's making it, the fever is designed to make us healthier people.
Yes. We don't want to
without fever, none of us would last very long at all.
No, it's part of the rite of passage and strengthening. That's why, rather than reaching for a non-steroidal, we encourage you to look at the homeopathics here. Now, another aspect of this you and I talked about was, what do we think about these coughs that don't go away? We've talked recently about croup and, of course, pertussis, the whooping cough. Now, I can't say you're making claims for all these, but we will acknowledge that homeopathic medicine and the remedies that we have here will actually address any and all coughs. The beauty of homeopathy, it doesn't care what you call the cough. There's a remedy that will address it. So those childhood coughs that you're afraid never get well, you have a children's cough relief here. And again, adults can benefit too.
Yes, exactly. This is something that we say children's, but this children's cough formula has actually helped many of the most resistant, long-lasting adult coughs as well. And so, yeah, the cough formula is a great way. You know, it just keeps everything, it brings your body into balance. It modulates. It actually creates a balance so that your body can overcome the cough quickly. It's not designed to be an immediate natural suppressant.
Right.
But it awakens your body's healing abilities, so your body corrects the causes behind the cough.
Yep. And the last thing we want to hit in this family wellness kit, of course, thankfully it's been a mild year as far as the flu season thus far, but that's the other fear the CDC rolls out every year. Got to get your flu shot. We're going to all die, right? It's all going to be the Spanish flu again. And we've gone through the terrain issues and all of that. But having this remedy brings a sense of calmness into families that didn't realize that they have an option besides resorting to Tamiflu, which is a very dangerous drug, acknowledged with warning labels, etc., and the things that we've seen out of Japan from it. So having the multi-strain flu relief formula in here really rounds it out beautifully.
Oh, yes. You know, it's been a lot of years since I've had the flu, and I use that preventatively through the season. And we do it what we call the Barney Fife method here in North Carolina. So those of you of age to realize, we nip it. We nip it in the bud.
You mentioned that. You're a Barney Fife. We're Mayberry RFD here on the Healing Revolution.
And it is a great way to use it proactively and preventatively. It's something we should give everybody a spray in the morning every other day during the high exposure times, and you'll find that everyone's getting the flu except you and your family. It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got a little extra time here with the holidays coming up to relate this, and of course, be on the lookout for the vaccine seminar. It's going to be released momentarily. I know I've been teasing it for a while, but it takes that much work to really do this and make it complete for you, as this family wellness kit is, and I've got the links right up at robertscottbell.com to plug into that. And, of course, if you think about holiday gift giving, we mentioned the Rife frequency yesterday on the air, all these different ways. Here's a simple way you can do it very affordably. Stuff some stockings for families that are in need. We've talked about that, as well as your own family. Put a little remedy in the stocking as well to get you through these winter months. And I know we didn't get into the seasonal affective disorder or the blues of the holiday blues, but we've talked about that so much. Go back to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you have anything lingering as we get through the holiday season, we'll revisit these topics again.
Thank you, Robert. You've summed it up so well, and I appreciate the good work you're doing out there. You truly are a pioneer that's putting a message out that can help so many people.
Well, Dr. King, it's you know, the mutual feeling there, and that we've been able to do this for now. We're closing in on a year together, and really it's changing lives all over planet Earth. Honestly, we just had a call from South Korea this week, so people are listening all over this third rock from the sun, as it's called. So, Dr. King, thanks so much for being here with the Healing Revolution. We've got lots more healing to go. Give them a call at 800-543-3245. Still time to get those stockings stuffed with good health. And, of course, kingbio.com. Check out all the links up at robertscottbell.com. Dr. King, thanks again.
Oh, enjoy the holidays, Robert, and hey, take a vacation.
I think I'll think about it. We're going to see about that. In the meantime, I'm going to take a breather, and we'll be right back. But until then, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, now that you know what to do to get through the holiday seasons with some nice homeopathic medicines, thank you to Dr. King as well. Super Don continues with me, and I can't let this go. We opened today's show talking about the debate, the Ron Paul issue, the Michelle Bachmann, the neoconservative foreign policy that thinks, oh my gosh, if we don't wipe Iran off the map, they're going to wipe us off the map, or they're going to wipe Israel off the map. Never mind that it is totally a delusional belief that that is even anywhere in the realm of possibility. Unless Iran does want to be wiped off the map, they are not going to strike Israel. It's insanity on their part. But I have to acknowledge there are a lot of good people out there that, you know, are good Americans in the sense that they love the country, they love the concept of freedom, liberty, and they want to be safe. They're not being motivated necessarily by evil. I'm not saying that. That's why I want to bring this up and talk more about a little bit more about this foreign policy, because we're going to have to do a heck of a lot of healing if there's going to be more wars. I mean, we've got enough trouble with all the vets coming back from Afghanistan, Iraq, and the suicides and the illnesses and the ailments, all the vaccines as such. And yesterday I posted, last night I posted some things on Facebook about Andrew Sullivan, who's a sort of a conservative guy, but a Democrat guy. I'm not sure where he's at, but he says this. This is why I've endorsed Ron Paul. I am voting for peace, not war, for restraint, not excess, and for civil liberties, not authoritarianism. In Paul and in no other candidate save Gary Johnson, who we've interviewed on this show, by the way, I see these qualities. We need leaders who will steer us toward peace and prosperity, not more military adventures in the Middle East. But we have people like Kelly out there, and she's sincere, and she says, I'm just not sure about Paul's foreign policy. I am not for wars, but I am for having a strong nation. How do we convey that to countries that want to cause us harm? Other than that, Paul makes a lot of sense to me. Now, here's the thing. This is a sincere plea for, I really want to figure this out. It's not that I don't like Ron Paul, but I'm nervous about this foreign policy. I want to have a strong nation. I don't want to have war. But the reality is, I think they're not fully understanding is that the threats that are facing us, Don, are not Iran. Iran is not going to come over and attack our borders unless, of course, we completely go bankrupt. Then we're defenseless. And I think the point being made by my friend Brad Zales, who I've also had on this program, he's the author of Liquid Leadership. He says, we don't have national defense anymore. There's no troops guarding our borders. They're all overseas, and we're exhausting ourselves. We're spending ourselves to death. China holds that debt over all of our heads. And we're borrowing from that we become the largest debtor nation in the world. That's not a strong place to be. Can they make the connection in time to save the republic?
I don't know. That's a very good question. And when it comes to foreign policy, as Kelly was saying, that has been the sticking point for so many people. And I'll be honest, for me, you know, we've talked about Ron Paul for years. We've had Ron Paul on the show. And I've always liked Ron Paul. I've supported Ron Paul. My sticking point for a very long time was the foreign policy. And it was kind of a transformation for me because there are so many people that were affected emotionally, psychologically with what happened at 9/11. Mm-hmm. And there were so many people, I think that it was a trigger. And I think it was a combination of things. It was a trigger that caused people to realize that, you know what, we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable in ways that people didn't realize because for so many years, war meant a whole bunch of people got in planes and ships and they went across the ocean and you had a battle on the beach and an invasion and things of that nature. And so war has changed. You know, tactics have changed, and terrorism is something that we have not had to deal with in this country to that degree ever. That was a wake-up call. Now, you know – the other thing I think that swayed a lot of people, and it certainly did me, because back in the day, you know, Fox News was a place you went to go get your news. You know, it was the conservative Republican outlet.
It was refreshing for so many, Don, that had seen so-called liberal left-leaning media, that there was another voice that was like, oh my gosh, a lot of people in the heartland of America had some of these thoughts that were more conservatively oriented. I realize the definition of conservative liberal has been muddied, so don't hang on that, but understand that there was something new and different about it. Now, of course, it's become obvious that it's purely a shill for the Republican establishment, as is some of the, you know, MSNBCs of the world were a shill for the Democratic establishment. Okay, we know that. What do we do with that?
Yeah. Well, right after 9/11, like so many people, I was glued to the television. And Fox News was the place that I was at as far as watching what was going on. And I honestly believe that I was mentally programmed from watching so much Fox News and hearing all of the people on Fox News over time developing this strategy and this opinion that we were justified in starting a preemptive war mentality. And, you know, even Ron Paul has said that he voted to go after the people that were responsible for 9/11.
Yes.
And obviously that was the way this started. But somewhere along the way, going after the people that were responsible for 9/11 turned into going and invading countries, invading Iraq, and people just went along with it because they were, I think they were.
There was an emotional fervor, a fear.
People were scared. There was fear, and they played on that, and over time convinced a lot of people and conditioned people to think that what we're doing with this war on terror is going after the people that are responsible for 9/11. They tied the two things
together.
It was
the furthest thing from the truth. In fact, as I said, the plans were laid out for Iraq long before 9/11. And that's the point of, you know, Kelly's question on Facebook is like, I'm afraid. I like Ron Paul, but I'm nervous. You know, they don't fully understand that the interest in war making is the war profiting machine. It's the military industrial complex. It is not the same as national defense. And until these people wake up, and again, a lot of sincere people caught up in it and genuinely afraid and look at, you know, religious ideologies and say, okay, the Muslim people, they hate us all. They want to kill us all. But of course, they're not all stupid to just say we're going to blow ourselves up in the process. That doesn't help anything. And we can't step out of that because the fear is overwhelming our ability to think clearly on this issue. That is why I wanted to take the time today with you, Don, to get this debate information out and go past what the political pundits in the old media and Fox News are going to do in terms of trying to discredit Ron Paul and the foreign policy. In fact, what he said, everything he said, was nailing it in a very powerful and positive way, one that could bring peace and prosperity back to this country if we would acknowledge a strong national defense, as Ron Paul does, as the best way to have peace. Be strong and let them know we have the capability to take you out if you mess with us, but don't start punching people in the eye on the street that you don't like and expect that they're not going to come back with knives and chains and IEDs because they can't beat you up because you're too powerful.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been told. I remember being told as a kid, and I've seen this expressed in various different ways. But the strongest person in a disagreement is the person that can avoid conflict.
Yes,
that can avoid
the physical
fight.
Confrontation. Yeah,
that's right. It's
the art of war as well. Can you win without losing, without bloodshed, without bankrupting
yourself?
And
it's funny that you mentioned that because I don't know if you caught in last night, and one of the things that Gingrich was touting himself as this intelligent, wise person who had taught people the art of war.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, I think something's gotten lost in translation along
well,
the way.
They've all,
if what
they,
the art of war is.
If any of them, and Gingrich included, claim to have ever read the Art of War, they don't want to acknowledge the fact that if you bankrupt the nation that is supposedly at war, you lose.
Right.
And there's only a matter of time, and they don't get this economically. Ron Paul does, and they're all talking a good game now because of what Ron Paul has said about the Fed, etc. It's only a matter of time before China says, enough. We're never going to get paid back. We're calling in the loans. They're already buying up most of America, the farmland. We've covered stories like that. So, Kelly, think about that when you think about defending the country, going into hoc to China, which then buys up all of the U.S. How then do you defend your nation when they own it? You follow me?
Think about that.
Listen, I want to take a break here momentarily. We've got Michael Badnarik standing by. We're also going to talk about upcoming candidates and the things that there are a lot of people that are inspired by Ron Paul and even Michael Badnarik when he ran for president in 2004 to say, enough, I'm not waiting. I am going to be the change that I want to see in the world. And I may have an endorsement. Of course, you know I endorse Ron Paul. I may have another endorsement to release in the next couple of segments as well. We are heading into the holidays very rapidly. Don and I could talk about some things upcoming to look for, as well as I've got some gratitude to express for those who have supported The Robert Scott Bell Show in this most amazing year, 2011, when we launched daily here on Natural News Radio with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. So stand by, 866-939-BELL. You can always call 24-7. Let us know how things are going out by you, what you think about our discussion on the foreign policy issue, and more. Coming right back with Michael Badnarik after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, it is still Friday. Yes, that means it's still the Healing Revolution. But the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show encompasses more than just physiological health, emotional health, mental health, economic health, spiritual health. It includes also political health. We do some political healing from time to time, as you know. And one of those political healers out there is a dear friend of mine, long time. Actually, going back to, was it 2004? Was that right, Michael Badnarik? You were running for...
Absolutely. It was the end of May in 2004 as I stepped off the stage at the Libertarian Convention. You were the first person I spoke to after getting my nomination.
Yeah, the story is a great one. We've told it many times. I still have such fond memories of how we connected and began our friendship all those years ago. And it puts you in a very unique position. You know, very few people have been nominated for, you know, any party, much less major political parties at the Libertarian level at that time. It was actually much bigger than I think it is today. I could be wrong. You can correct me. But as a presidential candidate, the things that you witness and to be able to really view what's been going on in this election cycle, it's as fascinating as they ever are. But most fascinating is that the message that you have, the message that Ron Paul carries, is actually resonating more than I have ever seen in my lifetime.
Absolutely. The economy has gotten so bad. The laws that we are subjected to have been so onerous that the average person is having difficulty paying the rent, putting food on the table, and they are looking for answers, and they realize that the Democrats and Republicans are giving the same standard answers they have for decades. And the average American is looking for something else. I'm thrilled that Ron Paul's message is getting such a wide audience. I've noticed that the other candidates are actually mimicking his answers. They are trying to become more like Ron Paul, yes, even as they're bad-mouthing him and pretending that he doesn't count.
Oh, I know. It's really astonishing where you have these so-called conservative, I call them neoconservative or chicken hawk type conservatives, as they're called. They're all for warfare, and yet they claim to be so-called pro-life at the same time. Hannity yesterday, and I talked about this earlier, brought up these old newsletters of Ron Paul's, which were already dealt with 4 years ago, and there's not a racist bone in Ron Paul's body because racism is rooted in collectivism.
Well, absolutely. And Ron Paul has been giving the same consistent message for 30 years now.
Hmm. And it's amazing to me as well. There are very few people that are, I guess what we call them, the most dangerous men on the planet. These are the men that cannot be bought. And Michael, you're a friend of mine, I know, but you're one of those as well. And I'm happy to know more than one in a lifetime. I think that's astonishing. But, you know, as you, when you ran, but of course, Ron Paul being in Congress all these years, it's almost, you know, a science fiction fantasy that you could be in Congress for 30 years and to the point where a lobbyist won't even knock on your door because they know they're not even going to get anywhere.
Well, that's right. Ron Paul's a man of integrity. And I saw the tail end of the debate last Saturday, and I thought Ron Paul had teeth. I mean, Ron Paul is always so polite. He gives the answer, and he just allows the message to carry itself.
Yes.
But on Saturday, it sounded like he was on the attack. I mean, he had a vigor that I haven't seen in him before.
Well, and his campaign, too. Can you imagine all the people that have supported these ideas and all the millions of more potentially that are coming on board now? Part of the criticism was, why don't you go on the offensive on any front? Because politics isn't all about just stating, you know, principles, even though that's just who he is. And this election cycle has been refreshing and, you know, actually amazingly and surprising as well, because the campaign is that he's run is actually it's gaining traction as we go. It's not just speaking to the same people.
And the number of supporters that he has is increasing. Ron Paul has more contributions from the military than all of the other candidates combined. I think that's a pretty significant statistic.
Yes, and more than Obama as well. And you're not a guy that shies away from a fight, although you're smart enough to say I don't pick fights per se. But right. If we talk about the concept of non-interventionism versus isolationism and the distinction, just the other day I played an audio clip of Wolf Blitzer from CNN interviewing Ron Paul. Finally, the first pundit that I've seen actually give Ron Paul the opportunity to explain the difference, because the neocon chicken hawks like Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, etc., all are saying that he's an isolationist. And Wolf, to his credit, said, hey, okay, what's the difference? Because your supporters rail on me every time I say that you're an isolationist.
An isolationist would imply that we are trying to cut ourselves off from the rest of the world politically and economically, as if we were not going to do business with other countries. George Washington recommended that we maintain economic ties with all countries and entangling alliances with none. In other words, we'll do business with anybody. And if you are a trading partner with another country, the chances of them attacking you is going to be significantly less, because as soon as they attack you, they're going to lose your business. We've got 310 million Americans, and we are, if nothing else, consumers. And other countries can do really fantastic business here. And if we can emphasize the economics and downplay the politics and the war, then we would be a long way towards world peace.
Oh, yeah, I'd be much better off. I always bring it back to the human immune system and nature and all of these things that I've learned from so well over the years, and I apply it to all areas of life, including politics. The idea that we could simply be in a perpetual state of warfare in our own body, for instance, or if our immune system was always everywhere, doing everything all of the time, rather than being in its watchdog role, being at the ready should there be an attack, we would exhaust ourselves to the point of beyond autoimmunity, but to immune collapse cancer, and we would kill ourselves. And I think my argument has been, I think in what Ron Paul is saying, is we are destroying ourselves by this foreign policy of interventionism everywhere.
I agree. And we just, even if some of these military actions were justified, and, you know, it's easy to argue that they're not, even if they were justified, the American people can no longer afford them. War is expensive, and we keep sending more and more money overseas. First, we blow up the buildings. Then we give foreign aid to rebuild the buildings. And the people in the United States are working harder and, you know, acquiring less. It's really sad. And the good news, the silver lining inside this cloud, is that things are so bad nationwide, that people are finally starting to pull their head out of the sand and wonder exactly what the heck is going on and how can we fix these problems. And Ron Paul has been beating the same drum for 30 years or more, and people are starting to realize, hey, this guy's starting to make sense. So we don't want to become an empire builder. We don't want to send our troops to 130 countries around the world. We don't want to pull everybody home and ignore the rest of the world. We want to be on friendly relationships, economic trading with every country.
Yeah. Well, it's far too reasonable for some in the Republican Party although we are seeing now a lot of so-called defections from the party itself or from the rhetoric or the past perspectives or beliefs that we could be everywhere and do everything, as we've seen both in the Democratic side and the Republican side. On the opposite front, if we bring up Barack Obama and the Defense Authorization Act that was just passed by both houses of Congress, with a few people speaking out like Rand Paul, Ron's son, as well as Justin Amash in the House as well, has done some good. And there's a few others that said, my goodness, you are going to authorize now, unconstitutionally, of course, the indefinite detention without trial, without a right of habeas corpus, in terms of if we declare you a president, declare you an enemy combatant because you're sympathetic to some terrorist organization. Now, Obama threatened to veto it initially, and we thought, okay, maybe he's got some semblance of humanity and constitutional awareness left. It turns out the only reason he threatened to veto it was because in the bill as it was written originally, the military got to call somebody an enemy combatant, and he said, no, I want to be able to do that. The executive branch, the president has to do it, and then he was okay with it, and now he's dropped the threat of veto. So whether it's from the right or the left, we see the erosion of liberties and the destruction via spending without end. And so we look to within the party. I mean, you ran as a libertarian. Some have criticized Ron Paul for running as a Republican. What is your perspective on the practicality of what's happening now?
Well, it is the message. And I feel sorry for Ron Paul because the Republicans are angry with him because he's really a libertarian. Libertarians are angry with him because he's really a Republican. And everybody's ignoring the message.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about freedom and it's the Constitution.
Yes.
And we need to realize the Constitution puts limitations on, government power. And we, the people, are the ones that are supposed to enforce those limitations.
Well, it seems so simple and basic, but you have a guy like Newt Gingrich that suddenly was, boosted to the top of the charts by Fox News saying, he's the guy. And watch how, the automatons that watch that channel for the most part. I mean, we watch it for entertainment value occasionally, but not to be told who to vote for. And you see him rise. This guy is anything but a conservative in terms of really reducing the role and scope of government. I mean, yesterday in the debate, he's claiming, well, I worked with Clinton. We got the deficit down. We had unemployment go down. I mean, there were things going on in the 90s. That were a little bit different than what's going on today. Maybe you can put perspective on that as well.
Well, we have been under attack for over 100 years. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you want to increase the size of government so that your party will have more power when you take the Congress or the White House. It's ridiculous. The purpose of any legitimate government is to work for the people, protecting their life, liberty, and private property. The analogy that I use in my Constitution classes, it is to ask my students from 0 to 100%, what percentage of rape are you willing to tolerate? 5%, 10%, only on Thursdays? And my students are horrified. They say, well, 0%. They're not willing to tolerate any rape. And then I say, well, on a scale of from 0 to 100%, how much unconstitutional government are you willing to tolerate? 5%, 10%, we'll just get rid of 3 of the Bill of Rights. I mean, 10 is too many to memorize anyway. And it's ridiculous. I'm not willing to give up any of my rights. It's just not negotiable. And once I get people to understand the legitimate flow of power from we the people to the state governments to the federal government, showing how little the federal government is actually authorized to do, then people are outraged. I've had students finish my class that were ready to take pitchforks and burning torches to Washington.
Well,
they were furious.
Michael, you mentioned, how much rape are you willing to withstand? What percentage? I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny because we see the TSA violate, so many things, including that definition of rape, which has just been redefined by the FBI, which means the TSA is engaged in rape almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy with the government redefining anything, even if it does put the TSA in a bad light. But I mean, let's face it, Robert, if I were to go out on the sidewalk and ask some strange woman to put her hands over her head so I could take naked photographs of her, I'd have a harassment lawsuit on my hands. I mean, I'd be arrested.
No, it's really embarrassing when I see so-called my fellow Americans going through the airport. Of course, they've threatened to put me through that three times, and each time I've refused, and of course had to engage in the groping session of TSA, and I'm not pleased by that at all. Listen, we got to take a break here. Michael Bednarik is my guest. We're doing a little political healing because if we are going to be free enough to access the healing power of nature, the substance of nature, to know what they are, to know what they do, we have to pay attention to the political world because it is all too willing to abandon constitutional limitations and usurp them and run roughshod over your rights to heal. That has been going on for a long time as well. Michael Bednarik is my guest. He's at constitutionpreservation.org. If you ever get an opportunity to see his Constitution class or his class on the Bill of Rights, oh my gosh, you will be changed for the better. Stay with us. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Political healing on the Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Another segment here with my good friend Michael Bednarik. Again, he was candidate for president in 2004, where we originally met, and he's also written a wonderful book, Good to be King, A Foundation of Our Constitutional Freedoms, and one of the chapters on rights versus privileges. Is that chapter two?
Yes, chapter two, Rights versus Privileges.
Still
available for free download on my website.
Yeah, one of the most profound chapters of any book you could ever read. So get a look at that at constitutionpreservation.org. Again, political healing. We talk about health freedom here. And if we don't understand the process, Democrats or Republicans alike have endorsed the medical monopoly. They played nice with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the FDA, the CDC, many of these organizations trashing the health of Americans. And so we realize also there are some things that our President Ron Paul could do as the executive head of the executive branch by rolling back some of these executive, let's say, what did he say about destroying or getting rid of five departments? Can a president do that?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody working in the government who's taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution can read the Constitution and just refuse to participate in anything that's unconstitutional.
Yeah, so we could see a rollback on the attack of California for having medicinal marijuana being legal.
Absolutely. The prohibition didn't work because Americans are not willing to let the government tell them what they can eat or drink or smoke. The government certainly has no authority, no legitimate authority to tell adult Americans what they can or cannot drink.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's all based on the fact that each of us owns our own body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand it from that point of view, prohibition and the drug war are completely, you know, just irrational.
Yes.
But
yes.
We also have to keep in mind that the, you know, we the people created the state governments. And the state governments were there explicitly to protect us from the federal government. So the federal government is supposed to have powers that are few and well-defined, things that each of the states basically couldn't do as well for themselves. You know, the Army, the Navy, the post office. It's basically the same way that we do co-ops,
right?
You know, where we combine our need for a particular product that we can buy it at a discount because we're buying vast quantities. The you know, the federal government is supposed to do that for the states, but the states certainly have more power and more authority, and they have a responsibility to negate any unconstitutional actions by the federal government.
Yeah,
and last time I counted, 37 states had passed 10th Amendment resolutions acknowledging that fact.
Yes, we had Michael Bolden on yesterday from the 10th Amendment Center on the Bill of Rights Day. And, of course, now today is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And 4 years ago, a record-setting in terms of one-day fundraising by Ron Paul and his bid for presidency 4 years ago. And I would like to see that we could duplicate or better than that with all the new people on board on this. I'm letting you know I am participating. I realize that, you know, the freedom that I love here is your freedom to not participate, but we are always going to be outspoken and vocal about those who defend our liberty, defend the freedom and the health freedom specifically as well in this regard. And we see that, you know, there was another federal push to now ban texting while driving. And they asked Ron Paul on the news the other day. I don't know if it was, I don't even remember which station he was on. He's like, no, why should we do? It's not in Article 1, Section 8. Is there there's not even mention of telephones in there. The feds don't have that authority. As you said, specific and well-defined, few and well-defined. And you know, the states can handle something like that, local municipalities. And, of course, there's always been issues of if you cause harm to another, then there is recourse.
Absolutely. You know, in the United States, we brag about innocent until proven guilty. Well, we create all these laws which are proactive. They put you in jail before you've actually committed the crime. It's almost like Minority Report, the Tom Cruise movie, where, you know, they're using this telepathic power to know who's going to commit a crime before they do it, and they go and arrest somebody. I mean, that was fantasy, but we have people in the United States that are pushing for that. I went through the airport security, and the TSA agent there, a woman, told me that she could read my mind. And she said that would be a good thing if the government could read our minds.
Wow.
That terrifies me to think that somebody thinks that's a good thing.
Hmm. Yeah, it really is amazing. I come back to the nutritional deficiencies in our country, more on the fluoride in the water. Another study we covered this week out of India, you know, basically validates even stronger what we already know about the neurotoxic and neurodegenerative effects of fluoride. There's so many things that have happened to cause this, but pain is something that really awakens us. And the pain you mentioned as well in the American Republic, or what's left of it, and the people in it, is causing this awakening, even through all the mind-numbing and body-numbing medical treatments, interventions, lack of good food, etc., fluoride. Eventually, enough pain will fire those nerves back up to life, and I think that's what we're seeing. Why, no matter what they try to throw against Ron Paul, more people say, hey, this guy's good, but He can't do it alone. We acknowledge that. Even if he isn't president, it's still moving the ball forward in the right direction. We're watching history in the making. We're in the midst of it. If he's there, it's great, but he also needs help. We need more people in Congress. You actually ran for Congress in a difficult area as well, and I've seen since 2004 when you ran for president, sort of like a citizen uprising. People that have been inspired by you and Ron Paul and others are saying, hey, maybe I should get in the game here.
It's actually much easier than you think. Most people have the idea that they're not qualified because they've never done it before. Well, I'm sure there was a point where you had never ridden a bicycle before either. And, you know, you figured out how to do that. If you know the difference between right and wrong, and you are willing to listen and learn, you know, you don't have to be a superlative speaker. Look at the last president we had, George Bush, could barely put coherent sentences together. So there are a lot of people who are rising up and stepping forward. I'm endorsing a young lady from Colorado. Her name is Tisha Cassidy. She's running for Congress in Colorado's 3rd District. And she's incredible. She wants to go to Washington, D.C. to cut off the head of the snake.
Oh, beautiful. We've actually interviewed Tisha. I've interviewed her a couple of times now, one for a Ron Paul Money Bomb, and had her on, I believe, my Sunday show. I don't know if we've had her on the Natural News Radio show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we should, because she's sensational on health freedom. We've talked about the issue of raw milk, the issue of food freedom and farm freedom and protecting farmers. And, you know, it's interesting when we talk about running as a Republican or a Democrat, we talk about Ron Paul, and he doesn't fit the mold of a modern-day Republican or what they have become. So people are kind of somewhat confused by it. Well, he's a Republican. No, look at what he's saying. And even hardcore Democrats are coming around to go, well, you're right, he's different. In terms of getting into Congress, there is evidence that an independent can be elected. In fact, has been easier than on the presidential level.
Much easier than on the presidential level. In District 3, they've recently gotten rid of a Democrat. They've installed a Republican. And before the first term is over, they are already hoping to replace the Republican. Tisha is running as an independent, and she's appealing to both the Democrats, the Republicans, all of the people in the western slope of Colorado are independent and stubborn. I mean, they have to be in order to survive there. And Tisha is giving them a legitimate alternative to the two-party system. She's incredibly articulate, and she has rekindled some of my enthusiasm for politics. I was pretty much backing down and, you know, sitting there waiting for martial law to be declared.
Yes.
But with her enthusiasm and her ability to sway the people, I'm giving it another effort and supporting her campaign out there in Colorado.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't endorse a lot of candidates. And of course, my audience knows that I have absolutely endorsed Ron Paul, and Tisha has supported Ron Paul as well. I'm going to say right here, and I've been on the radio in Colorado for many years on the Radio Colorado Network. For whatever it's worth, your humble, lovable host here on the United States of Health Talk Radio is coming out and endorsing Tisha Cassidy for Congress. In, I believe, is the 3rd District of Colorado. Am I correct in that?
Yes, it is. That's the western and southern edge of Colorado.
These are the tough independents, like you said, and I think they would love and appreciate someone like Tisha in there. She's got the energy and passion of youth, as well as the wisdom that goes beyond her age. I've been very impressed with what I've witnessed in there. So if you have an access to check out, what is it, Cassidy, what's the website?
Cassidy2012.com.
C-A-S-I-D-A. 2012. I'll have that linked up in the blog notes as well. And Michael, you know how much I respect, appreciate you, and all of your passion and dedication for doing the right thing and inspiring others to do the right thing. You know, a slogan that has been attributed to you for many years, lighting the fires of liberty 100 at a time. You also said that when I'm gone, liberty is not my problem, which, you know, puts a big onus on the young people to say, hey, we can't rely on the people that have been here all this time. You've got the energy. You've got to take this knowledge and wisdom that others like Ron Paul, like Michael Bednarik are throwing out there. And now Tisha Cassidy is picking up that baton and carrying it forward.
She's incredible. She's you know, making waves, and has already been on Judge Napolitano's show and did an excellent job there.
Yes, Andrew Napolitano, amazing, amazing guy on Fox Business Channel. That you know, I joked with him when I interviewed him a couple of years back when he had his book out, Nation of Sheep. How do they tolerate him? That's the biggest question he always gets, because he's one that is a tireless defender of liberty and in no way, shape, or form toes any neoconservative line. So that's to her credit that she could get on there and do the things that I knew she could, but I'm glad to hear that. So those of you who have maxed out on Ron Paul already or want to spread out the wealth in supporting a candidate who will help Ron Paul once he becomes president in there in Congress, 3rd District in Colorado, Tisha Cassidy would be the one to go with. And Michael, it's funny. One of the funnier things is watching Rick Perry in the debates. I know you're in Texas. Rick Perry speaks less well in debates than George Bush, George W. Bush, which is saying something. And he came out yesterday and gave a Tim Tebow speech. I mean, he started going, I guess he's going for the Colorado vote, Denver Broncos or something.
Yeah. Well, I've just recently moved from Texas. The people in Texas are not thrilled with Rick Perry. You know, I don't want people nationally to get the idea that, you know, he's a strong Texan and that we support him. When he, a few years ago, he tried to make it a law that 11 and 12 year old Texas girls were going to be required to get this,
Gardasil
vaccine. There were Texas fathers rising up. I don't know how many called his office, but, you don't tell Texas fathers that their daughters have to do much of anything. And, boy, they backed down off of that really quickly.
Yeah, but it came back to haunt him, too, in the debates. He's struggling to keep up. And, yes, he is hilarious for Jon Stewart of Comedy Central. Every time Rick Perry opens his mouth in the debates, it is a comedy show, a comedy of errors. Anyway, Michael, honored to have you on board, my friend, and I'm glad you helped to give us some a little bit of debate coverage, a little bit of political coverage this campaign season from one who has done it from the inside and is actually active again in helping to reignite those fires of liberty. I'm so grateful that we could do this. And again, give my best to Tisha Cassidy. She's doing a great job out there.
Well, thank you. She'll be thrilled to have your endorsement. She's working very, very hard. And it may be just a little bit premature, but I want to invite you to her victory party in Washington, D.C.
That would be great. I would love to go to that for sure. The number is 866-939-BELL. If you have a question or comment, 866-939-2355. If you have a Liberty candidate that you'd like me to consider, I think that's part of the service that we should provide here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we talk about health freedom and political healing. And I'll check it out. We'll do our so-called vetting process. We're not too difficult to reach. 866-939-2355. Let us know. In the meantime, go out there and say, hey, Ron Paul, kick some you-know-what. And Tisha Cassidy will be up there to help you as well. Michael Bednarik, thanks again. ConstitutionPreservation.org.
Thank you, Robert.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less.
Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Michael Badnarik, my good friend, and of course, shout out to Tisha Cassada. Thank you to Ron Paul for all he's doing to raise the awareness on liberty and health freedom. Raw milk, protecting our farmers as well as protecting our nation. Thank you also to Dr. Frank King, who's been amazing this year with the Healing Revolution. And, of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar. We've got the holiday season coming up. I'm going to be taking some time off. This is crazy. I don't know what I'm going to do. But you've got some big plans for the holidays for the Robert Scott Bell Show, Don.
Yeah, well, we're going to go dig into the archives. And we're going to find some of the best of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've thrown up there. I think there's some possibilities that we may have some guest hosting, perhaps, by Liam Sheff.
Yep.
And might even, if we can find the key to the old Robert Scott Bell vault.
Yes.
Maybe even dig up some stuff from way back in the day when we were doing some stuff on the old network and kind of back in the day when we were first working together, and see maybe we can throw some stuff that the people may not have heard yet.
Yeah, there could be a lot because my goodness, there's so many people that are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show this year since we launched with Natural News Radio that you will be astonished by the amount of things that you have yet to hear. And there's some great stuff. And when we joke about the fact that there's no preservatives on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't need them because the information is so good and it doesn't expire.
They might collect a little dust, but they will not expire.
Exactly. And then we've also got the homeopathic dust remedy, so we're okay.
Yes, okay, perfect.
We can handle that. Also, there's obviously some news stories I want to get to before we wrap up today's show. But before that, I want to say a special thanks to Sovereign Silver, who's made this show possible. My friends at Enerfood, man, oh man, this organic, real, you know, you don't have to do toxic preservatives. You don't have to have pesticides in the food that you want for storage. The Enerfood group, enerfood.com, mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll get discounts on everything you get there. Also, my dear friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, carrying on the tradition of his father, God bless his soul, that is providing whole food nutrients, real food supplements, like the chromium, the selenium, the probiotics that we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're so grateful that they're there and that you're supporting them by getting the things in this holiday season and beyond into the new year to support the good health and vitality that you like. I want to say thanks as well to Judy Irwin from BCX Ultra. We talked about the Rife Frequency, as well as One Stop Health Shop. I am enjoying immensely the fermented papaya extracts, the probiotics that also come there through fermented foods. So if you have an idea of companies or services that you want to see promoted on the Robert Scott Bell Show, there are ways to do that. Just leave us a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I believe we're going to hear from Amy's Living Magic. We've got some stuff going on with their raw organic living foods too. So there's some cool, yummy, delicious stuff happening, and I'd like you to say thanks to all of those who support us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How can you pass up cool, yummy, and delicious?
Exactly.
That's awesome, Robert.
Exactly. Well, we got a few more minutes. There's some stories here I did want to get to. I don't want to neglect that. This one really bugged me. This is off of Medical News Today. Further study necessary to better utilize nature's medicine cabinet. And I'm like, why? Why do we need to study this? We've been using these medicinals from creation for thousands of years. Why is it claimed that we need further study before we use them? This is annoying to me, as you can tell. We can't use it medically. We can't use it until we study it. No, screw that. I'm sorry to get a little bold here.
What do they mean by study?
Well,
we know that what they're going to do is if they find something that has some medicinal quality that is natural, that comes from a plant, they're going to try and figure out a way to synthesize it, turn it into a drug so they can make money on it.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And this is not about studying it for our benefit. This is about studying it for their benefit. They're going to synthesize it, isolate it, make it patented. And, of course, at that point, they'll say it's good for you. But in the meantime, no, don't take those herbs because we haven't studied them. Screw that. I'm sorry. No, I'm not waiting around. Enough of the medicalization of the planet and everything on it. We don't need that. Hey, how about a good story on dentists? Could dentists fill the gap in healthcare? Isn't that a funny
thing? Isn't that what they do? They
fill the gap. Mind the gap if you're on the tube in London. But dentists could fill the gap. Now, if there's someone like Dr. Cintrone or, David Kennedy, we talked to him years ago. Of course, Hal Huggins, the dentists that really get the connection between the mouth, oral health, and the teeth and everything. They get it. Remember Dr. Cintrone, a few weeks ago, and go back into the archives and give a listen. She noticed the connection between certain root canals and breast cancer in women and problems with the prostate in men. These are the dentists that literally could and should be filling the gap in healthcare because they understand the connection. They're correcting it. They're pulling out the mercury. Other than that, the dentists that don't get it are creating to the disaster that is healthcare in America by ensuring that Americans are sick, ill, and unbeknownst to them, intoxicated with mercury and fluoride. And so I would say, yes, it's possible if there are more people like Dr. Yolanda Cintrone and the other doctors we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think we remember we had Dr. Mark Briner, who's got a great book, Whole Body Dentistry, talking about these issues. That dental health absolutely has everything to do with everything in your health. So these mercury-free dentists, toxic-free dentists, yes, they do have a role to play.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things in this article they're talking about is giving dentists the ability to screen people for things like high blood pressure and diabetes and heart disease. My hope is that this is just not another outlet for big pharma to be able to try and push their wares on dentists and another way for them to promote using their product versus maybe some of the other things that people could do to treat blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease.
Well, yeah, that is a great concern. Of course, we talked about extensively, and we'll always do that because it's still a major problem environmentally, dentally, medically, the infusion, if you will, of mercury and other toxic metals and the substances, the vaccination issue, aluminum, we covered that. All of these things need to be counteracted by nutrients, by, for instance, selenium, food-grown selenium, which is, again, we bring up choosetobehealthy.com. Not every health food store really invests and understand the whole food concept, and I'm not talking about the chain of stores called Whole Foods, but food-grown nutrients. Those that do, we give them props. By the way, that's another thing I would say, you know, heading into the new year, we've always talked about hometown healers. Sometimes we get info from people. A lot of times we don't, but we'd like to see more of your participation. We want to hear your healing stories. You have profound healers that you've come into contact with. Maybe you are that profound healer. Let us know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll be sure to follow up on this. And if we feel like there's a worthiness to the story, the person, the service, we want to get it out there. I mean, in many ways, I'm here to serve you. Yes, I have a lot of experience and knowledge and a lot of things, but I can't be out there everywhere. You're the eyes and ears of the Robert Scott Bell Show, in addition to what Super Don does in the producing booth.
Yes, please do give us a call. Again, the number 866-939-2355. We would love to hear from you. Like Robert says, your own personal stories. If there's somebody out there that has done something to help you, whether it's a practitioner, it doesn't matter what modality it is, we want to be able to, you know, give those people some credit and maybe share what it is they're doing, maybe with some other people that they can help as well. So
awesome.
Give us a call. Awesome. Give us a call. Let us know about them, and we'd love to get that on the air and share your story.
Great. And the biggest shout-out I have outside of Super Don is to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for helping us launch this year, supporting us in a way that no other media outlet would ever do because this message goes beyond just the mere health and take this for this kind of show. We talk about, as you can hear, economics and politics as well as physiological, emotional, mental, and even spiritual healing issues. And I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I do every day here, 6 days a week now, in fact. And I hope that you'll let your friends know and your family know and around the world, the show, the Robert Scott Bell Show, is growing extraordinarily. We are outpacing. We are outcreating the old media that wants us to live within a pharmaceutical war-making box. We do not live that way here, as you probably already realized. So much gratitude. I couldn't express it, you know, any more than I do every day being here, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.